Bringing the second word is God's servant, Pastor David Ibiome. Please rise as we receive him this morning.
Give that hand to Jesus. Give that hand. Hallelujah. Give that hand to Jesus Christ. If you're clapping, give it to the King of all kings. Give that hand to the one we have come to celebrate. In Jesus' mighty name. I want to deeply appreciate God for this privilege. Appreciate my father and my mother for that powerful word. I want to say to every one of us, you can't be here and remain the same. Heavenly Father, speak to us through your word. Breathe your breath, Holy Spirit, upon the word of life. Encapsulate every word that will come out of my mouth. And I vow to give you every glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated with a big hand to Jesus. Well, out of the things, what I'm preaching is what he has given to me. So I'm standing to just speak, and the voice will also be by replication of grace. The message given to me is engaging the power of the tongue and commanding the supernatural. Engaging the power of the tongue and commanding the supernatural. 1996, when Raju Oba, and he preached a message, the tongue, a trigger for signs and wonders. I listened to that message to a point I can just recite it offhand. So when he gave me the topic, I smiled. He gave me blueprint, so it's just blueprint I have here already. Now hear this. The transformation of any man's life is found one inch below his nose, which is his mouth. The louder you talk the word, the better your destiny becomes. Every child of God is born a sign to your world. In John chapter 3 and verse 8, it said, "The wind bloweth where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and when it's going." So it's everyone that is born of the Spirit. So if you are born again, then you're a candidate for signs and wonders. Being born again grants you access to the supernatural, but it takes an open mouth to flow in the supernatural. Your destiny will never be closed. In Psalm 81, 10 to 14, it says, "I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt." He said, "Open thy mouth, and I'll fill it." Open your mouth, but my people will not hearken to my voice, and Israel were none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways, I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against the adversary. I stand this day under the unction backing my father, and I decree, every adversary before you will go down in the name of Jesus. It takes sound to produce signs. No sound, no sign. The miracle of creation in Genesis chapter 1, the Almighty God himself, and God said, and God said, and God said before God saw. If God never said it, he wouldn't have seen it. Words are so important to God that he called himself the Word. Words create the world, and it is your words that will create your world. May I hear me, people of God, in Hebrews 11 verse 3? He said, through faith we understand that the words, there's a plural there, we are framed, created by the word of God. We have the financial world. We have the world of protection. We have the world of deliverance. We have the world of healing. Without the word of God from your mouth, you can't create your world. So that the things which are seen, we are not made of things which do appear. A closed mouth will hinder the flow of the supernatural. But I see you open your mouth wide from today. It is what you and I declare that God will confirm. If we say nothing, God has nothing to confirm. He said that confirmed the words of his servant, Isaiah 44:6, and performed the counsel of his messenger. In Mark 16 verse 20, it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. He confirmed what they were preaching with signs. After this day, as you declare God's word, signs will follow you in the name of Jesus. The word we speak is empowered to create its content because we are created in the likeness of God. He said, let us make man in our own what? Now, if you are in the image of God, then you must be an imitator of God. Ephesians 5:1. And to imitate God means you have to speak like him. And the word empowers our tongue for the supernatural. When your tongue begins to say the word, it creates whatever the word says. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Now listen carefully. No matter, you know, Matthew 8:17, if you don't say I'm healed, you will not be healed. Yes, you know it. It's not enough. You have to declare it. And when you declare it, it happens. God had the word in himself. It was pregnant with the word, but he said, let there be light. And God saw light. From today, everything you declare, you see it happen in your life. The word is so powerful that in Luke 21:50 said, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. So God will not confirm what you have not declared. Now hear this. Faith is voice activated. Faith, it is not finished until faith is declared. He said, we have been the same spirit of faith. Yes, you believe, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Your belief is not enough. You have to say what you believe. So I hear. Now, people of God, hear this. Something happened. A young man terrorized the eastern part of Nigeria called Osikako. Most of you who are from the east of Nigeria must have heard that demonic name. This young man was a terror. The whole east, people were afraid to travel from Port Harcourt to Aba. That area was a no-go area. Kidnapping was madness. Killing was madness. And then one day, staff working with us was going to Aba. On his way back, they shot his car, pieces the car. He showed me, said, sir, look at what happened to me. They stopped me on the highway. I refused to stop, so they shot me. I said, what is it? He said, there's a terror called Osikaiko. I said, what do you mean? He said, yes, this man is a terror. And I got angry in my spirit. And on a Thursday, I stood up. I said, if Osikaku did not die this weekend, God did not call me. And I declared on a Thursday, by Friday was killed. Every devil after you will go down now. In the name of Jesus. But I'm going to share something that only one person physically knew that I did. I did something that turned me on to connect with this grace of using the tongue. Our father shared a testimony that he was on a mountain for 3 days with the book of Ezekiel. How many of you remember that? 1996. I told my wife, I said, listen, he did it. Now you, two of us, have gone to Bible school. You follow me to fast, but I will read Ezekiel. I took a mantle he gave to us, and I did not get off with fasting from that seat. I said, you took 3 days. He said, two shall chase 10,000. So if you did 3 days, we will do 3 days. We have to do 1 day. So I put Ezekiel and I read it as if I've never read it. And I said, Lord, put the same thing you put on his tongue on my tongue. And hear me? With all humility before God, and I give God all the glory. What he says, when I say it, it happens. It's a heart-to-heart connectivity. And this day I know, with authority, no evil shall be able to stop you. In the name of Jesus. Most of you who are from River State must have heard this before. A young man called Dowani. This young man was a terror in River State. He was killing people like madness. And one day, 31st crossover service, people were coming from a place called Omoku in River State. He shot the people dead. They were not members of our church, but body of Christ is the same. I said, you mean he shot them? I said, who is the person? They said, Dowani. And I came up and I said, in 7 days, Dowani, I didn't pretend, I said to open, I said, Dowani will be dead in 7 days. Exactly 7 days he died. Today, anyone after your life will go down in the name of Jesus. Now hear me? No matter how anointed, a closed mouth will shut down the supernatural. In Acts chapter 14 and verse 3, it's a long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. It is bold declaration that empowers you to walk in the supernatural. Not bone face, bold declaration. Now in Acts chapter 4, 13, 29 to 30. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And now, Lord, verse 29, behold their threatness, and grant unto thy servants that with all what? Boldness, they may speak the word, by stretching forth their hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. There's power in my tongue, say so. To stop every adversary against my life. You don't need more than your mouth to open up your life. The book of Ezekiel, God said to him, son of man, prophesy. If you read Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14. All that Ezekiel did was to do as he was commanded by God. And then everything began to take a new turn. What did Jesus do at the tomb of Lazarus? His voice sounded and the grave, Lazarus came forth in John 11, 25, 40 to 44. He said, Lazarus, come forth. If you had kept quiet, Lazarus would have come out. Today, every death situation, I command it to turn in the name of Jesus. In Mark 11, 19 to 23, Jesus looked at the fig tree and he cursed it and it dried from his roof. He said, and they heard, the Bible said they heard him when he spake. That means he didn't just look at the tree. I know God will do it. You are keeping quiet. Nothing will be done. He said, and he cursed the fig. The disciples heard what he did. Today, everything not planted by God in your life is cursed in the name of Jesus. He commanded the wind and the sea and obeyed his voice. In Mark 4, 39 to 41. Life story. We are flying from Lagos here to Atlanta. I have heard. I've only heard it, but It's not a funny thing. You will never experience it. Plane dropping is different from turbulence. They are not the same. If they say plane drop, it will go like boom. It's different from turbulence. Turbulence is when it's shaking. The plane drop, you need to know whether the faith is life or not. We are flying and I was asleep. All of a sudden, what I heard, bah! The plane dropped. But what was inside me, because I'm a student of him, I seek to eat his word. He said he ate again. Me, I eat him. I didn't meet again. I met him, but I didn't meet him face to face. So what may I do now? Is him I eat. He has eaten again, me I eat him. So are you guys so now? So when the plane dropped, what came out of my mouth was, peace be still. That plane that dropped, sim, and did not shake again. I command every storm in your life, peace in the name of Jesus. Now listen carefully. You ask, why most believers cannot declare the word of God boldly? It's because there is no word in their heart. There's no what? When there's nothing in your heart, what will you declare? It's out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Matthew 12:34. You cannot withdraw from an account where there is no deposit. So also you cannot declare what you have not stored in your heart. I'll share with you what your words can do when you speak them. What your words can do when you speak them. Number one, it commits God to perform. It commits God to Numbers 14:28. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. So when you talk, you are committing God to perform what you have said. Is that clear, sir? And from today, whatever you say in line with God's word, he will confirm it in the name of Jesus. Two, the words we speak can stop the devil and his agents. Can stop the devil and his what? For I give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries, not some of your adversaries, all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, none resist. Luke 21:15. That was what mommy said. You heard that when she taught. David spoke against Goliath. David spoke against who? When Goliath spoke, David spoke. If you read Goliath spoke, if you read your Bible, never allow the enemy to have the final say. When Goliath spoke, David gave back. When Satan spoke, Jesus said, it is written. Make sure the word ends in your own mouth, not the end in the mouth of your end. Someone says, I will kill you. Say, sir, you can't kill me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? David defeated Goliath from where? His mouth. And number three, the words we speak are seeds. Are what? They are seeds. The seed is the word of God. The parable of the sower, Luke 8:11. It says, as long as this earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not what? Not only in the area of prosperity, it's also in the area of the word. Because the word of God is called what? The seed. So every time you speak God's word, you're sowing what? Now, where you are today was based on what you said yesterday. Because it is the words that you sow, you will reap. Many of you have been sowing nonsense words. So you are seeing the harvest. May you not see bad harvest. Mind what you say. Mind what? You know, we live in a world where people come to church and get excited, yet not being affected, and they get up being afflicted. This is what happens. For instance, you're in church, now people are hearing the word, they're very excited. But after service now, you say, come. You know, Papa said, we should not talk like that in our church. I think you understand what I'm saying. in our church, what to come? I'm very broke. I'm broke. But in our church, they say, don't talk like that, oh. But you know, you're my friend, so I can tell you. Guys are broke. Now, that word you say you are broke, even if God was to bless you, you become broke. You shall have whatsoever. Some even after service now, they say, leave what that man talk, oh, but come. You get that CBO. Man, don't broke. It is very well. But in our church, they say we should not talk like that. So I was just pretending inside church. So, you know. It's all those small, small talk that has kept you where you are. You are not broke. That money is not in your pocket. It doesn't mean you are not broke. You have plenty of money, amen. Shout hallelujah. Every word you sow is what? A seed. Now, something happened. Our father has come over and over. Every time he comes, there's a miracle. I won't go into that teaching. They came to me, all of us, and said, the place we want to build cathedral, we should not build it. There was a political move towards it. You know, people in Lagos, you have seen big things. Where we are, well, it's not that they want to see big things. So anything you want to do big is like a surprise. So the then people in power said, we will not build. That land has been used for construction of bridges. They came to me and said, we are not going to build. So I called the governor. Then I said, governor, I prayed for you to be governor. He said, Reverend, move for another land. So at that point, listen carefully. I sent people. I said, I'm not going to no man. I know how my father will behave. I said, listen, not one inch of that land will be taken. I said, not one sand of that land would anybody take. That land is God's own, and you will not take one. I've sown the seed, so at the last. Today, the building standing, not one part of it was taken. Now listen, every time you speak, you are sowing seed. And seed time and harvest shall not see. Listen carefully. There is no void word. Isaiah 55 verse 11. It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. This scripture, it took me years before the Holy Ghost broke it to my understanding. It shall not return unto me. What? Take note. I thought that God is the one who has spoken. No. The returning has to be done by me. There's nothing God will speak. He has not said yet. So God cannot speak anything again more than this. So I am the one to give voice to the word, then it will not return void. It means it will come back and complete the purpose to which God has sent it. I don't understand what I'm going to say here. Listen carefully. There's nothing God will do he has not done in this book. So he cannot go to say anything again. He has said it. Now you are the one to give voice to the word. So the word which he has spoken shall not return void. It's not him. It is you that will give voice to the word of God. For instance, he said, by stripes, you are what? He has said, so you are the one who not say, my body, by stripes I'm healed, so I am healed. That word will not return void. But shall complete that which I please, I shall promise to you, I said, stop calling your children, your wife, your husband, stupid. No, no. Look at this useless boy. You are like your grandmother. You are like your grandmother. Look at this useless girl. Sorry, you are like your grandmother. If he's like a grandmother, why did you give back to her? Stop saying all those kind of nonsense things. Don't look at him. You look like your father. And you married a man. see the way you're behaving. That your boy is misbehaving. He said that she shall be mighty. He said, oh boy, no matter what you do, you'll be a mighty child. You are redirecting his step of the child. He said, you be like your father. You would be useless. Your husband is a carpenter. You're not telling your son will be like a... I don't say carpenter is bad, though. Please don't misquote me. But your husband is a carpenter. Your son should be better than your... You know, so you be like your father. So you're saying your son will end as a carpenter. So every negative word I've spoken, I cancel them today with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Number four, your words commit angels to act. Your words commit angels to act. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them, we shall be heirs of what? Salvation. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 5 and 6. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay. That's not the verse 6 is where we are. It says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither said thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands? God forbid. God will not destroy the work of your hands. Amen. But make sure you are not careless with what you say. Angels have no, I don't know. If you have read our father's book, you see it. Put your angels to work, you see it. Don't talk carelessly. Don't talk what? Permit to use a colloquial. There is no injagre in the kingdom. There is no what? All this cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. These days, in the process of speaking slangs, you speak all manner of nonsense. Guys, we don't meme. What do you mean by that? Are you hearing me? How can you be a believer? You say you don't meme. If you are meme, will you be here? Are you hearing me? Angels don't know that. They are not speaking slang, so speaking nonsense. Oh, guys, look at that guy. He's a dead man. We are just dead guys. Are you a dead guy? Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. So, angels, whatever you say is what they carry out. Are you hearing me, sir? Finally, number 5. The words of your mouth are creative. They are what? They are very creative. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, and God said, and God said, and God said, and what happened? And God saw. Dead and life are in the power of your tongue. May you speak life right now. Remember, while the earth remained, what happens? So the words we do not speak cannot produce harvest. But before I round off, I'm going to show you something. You say, well, I have spoken, it has not happened. I've spoken. Listen carefully. Turn with me to Mark 11:23. I can recite it, but I want to go through it. Mark 11:23. Let's all look at it carefully. For verily I say unto you, take note, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, hold it, be thou what? And be thou, and shall not, but shall what? That those things which shall come, it shall have. Hold it. Say there is repeated 3 times. If thou shalt say to this mountain, 1. Say it again, 2. Say it again, 3. But believe once. So God is saying, if you believe the word of God, Jesus said, don't stop saying it until you see it. Yes, you believe God's word. But it's not enough to say it once. Believe is once. Saying is thrice. In that, so he's saying, in case you say once and you have not seen it, say again. Say again until it comes to pass. Are you hearing me? I'll give an illustration from the book of James. You get better understanding when James was describing the tongue. Now, if you have ever seen the sheep, I don't know if you have seen sheep before, you see a small thing called M, like the steering. That small thing on the ship. Now, the captain, when there's heavy wave, he will turn it. He will turn it. He will turn it. In spite of the wave, he will turn it. He will turn it until the ship takes its position. Is that true? So also, when your life begins to face challenges, you will speak. You will speak. You will speak. You will speak until you take your position. You don't change your language because of challenges. Are you getting what I'm talking about? You keep speaking. my body is healed. By stripes I am healed. I know himself took my infirmities. Body, hear you the word of God. You keep speaking until you will not see the sickness again. Whatever you believe, the last part for the miraculous is your tongue. All the things you believe in your heart, even Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10, we believe. And as our mouth declares unto salvation. Is that true? So without the mouth, everything about salvation will not be fulfilled. Yes, you believe, but you have to confess. Is that true, sir? So the things you believe, now begin to declare them. From your mouth, you trigger signs and wonders. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All that we are seeing today in living faith, our father declared them yesterday. He said, the church was small in Kaduna, but he kept saying, listen, I'm not talking to you alone. I'm talking to the people outside. Is there overflow today? If he never said it yesterday, would I see the crowd today? The things you want to see tomorrow, say them now. And you'll be a commander of signs and wonders. Rise to your feet. Go ahead and begin to give thanks to God for his word. And begin to thank him from the depth of your heart. Go ahead and thank him.